Chapter 19. River Can and Alan Can. I spent last night in the Oakmore Guest House in Braintree, where for £89 I got bed, breakfast and a wake-up call I hadn't asked for. I have no issue with those who wish to rise at 4 a.m. What I do have an issue with is when those people, or in this case that blackbird, proceed to spend the next 4 hours hollering from the top of a tree. I'm well aware that males of all species are randy in the morning and the blackbird is no exception. But surely his desire to make love to a lady bird, i.e. a female bird, has such a low chance of success at that time in the morning that he'd be better off flying down to ground level and finishing himself off in a bush. And while I don't run through all of these details with the landlady over breakfast, I do suggest that since I've only had half a night's sleep, perhaps she'd like to charge me half a night's rate. She doesn't go for this idea, but you see, the thing is, she's dug her own grave there, because later today I'm going to absolutely rinse her on TripAdvisor. Today is day 6, Thursday, and I'm heading towards Chelmsford, home of the River Can, whose very name hums with positivity, just like I always do. I've now completed a third of my journey, and my legs are stronger and bulkier than ever before, especially the left one. My father would have reached here in about 90 min, where it's taken me 6 days. But that's not the point. In fact, you could argue that the slower I go, the more I'm honouring him. Also, today's cars are faster than in my father's day, so if I'd driven, I'd have got to Dungeness in less time than he did, which would effectively be like mocking the dead or dancing on his grave. The break of day has brung rain. Bucket loads, in fact. Which is kind of funny, because in order to collect donations towards my charity of choice, I am now carrying a bucket. I don't remember if I mentioned I'd be raising money for the needy, but I am. It's something I had in mind long before yesterday's run-in with the Sport Relief Mob. It just so happens that by weird coincidence, I chanced upon a rather lovely bucket shop this morning, and it seemed silly not to get one. Technically it was a Sainsbury's, but it did sell buckets, so I'm still being accurate. I know there'll be a few idiots who suggest that I'm using charity to boost my profile, like a long list of other celebrity do-gooders or did-gooders, not least Bagshawl, but like a fully functioning helicopter, I shall simply rise above that. As to the charity I'm supporting, well, I've given it careful consideration. After all, ours is a nation not lacking in good causes. Let's help the aged and Barnardos, and even charities for animals, supported by a growing number of people who haven't got their priorities right. Yet if you're truly going to throw your weight behind something, it's important you're passionate about it. Consider Help the Aged. Don't get me wrong, I have no axe to grind with or at the elderly. But am I passionate about them? Of course I'm not. Why would I be? Besides which, I am on a journey in the footsteps of my father. A journey that will take me all the way to Dungeness A nuclear power station. I'd be letting myself down. No, I'd be letting my father down if I failed to pick a charity that was relevant to this. Founded in 2011, the Alvin Weinberg Foundation is the world's first pro-nuclear charity. With an ongoing mission to support the safe and sustainable use of nuclear energy, the foundation runs numerous advocacy campaigns and has a very well-respected outreach program. Unfortunately for me, however, its name doesn't fit on my bucket, so in the end I just go with Alvin's Foundation. And by lunchtime I've raised over £60 for a power source that will surely play a key role in our nation's future energy mix. I do admit to feeling a slight twinge of guilt, but that's only because some of the money might have been donated because people assumed Alvin was a little boy with leukemia. By 1 p.m, the weather system has put an end to my charitable endeavours. As the heavens open and the rain sheets down, I can't help but wonder if the Environmental Brigade have found out what I'm up to and performed a rain dance at Greenpeace HQ, no doubt accompanied by an Enya CD.